And I think people were just surprised by the shortness of the season, what retailers generally call the holiday season from Thanksgiving to Christmas Eve was 26 days. That's the shortest it's been since 2002. And I think that with the cold snap, you know, that we had at the start of the season has just put people late. So, yeah, we're busy today.
What are the worst mistakes people make when they're getting Christmas gifts ready to ship?
Well, after 27 years, I got a long list. I don't think we have time for that.
Give me the top five.
First off, I'll speak from a safety point of view. People are generally unaware of some of the hazardous materials that may be delivered to a store because the outbound shipper has a hazardous material license and practices the proper procedures. But things like perfume have a very low flash point and are flammable, and they can only be shipped by ground. And at the shipping depot, we avoid flammable hazardous materials completely. So we disappoint customers when they want to ship perfume, for example, things that are in spray cans, whether it's spray paint or silly string. Nope, can't do that. The recycling boxes is a shame. We're happy to accept a package in a strong, near new reused box, but if it has a hazardous material label on it, if it has a label called ORMD, which is for consumer hazardous materials, if it's got a booze label on it, beer or wine, no, or beer wine box, nope, can't ship that. It just throws off the system.
And some of those boxes aren't in the best of shape either. I think you said once that some of them look like the cat slept in them.
Oh, it's or worse, what the cat did in them. And if it's of low value and soft and can take the collapse of that box, why then? Well, maybe that's not a big issue. But if it's worth something and it's fragile, writing fragile on the label or do not bend on the label, everything's automated now, Sally. It's boosted reliability incredibly, the barcodes and everything. But at the same time, there's no human being that's going to stop in a conveyor line at the Denver hub that's moving 8 miles an hour with 1,000 packages on it for a fragile label and say, oh, everybody stop. I got to take this one by hand. It just doesn't happen.
Better to make sure it's packed well. I've learned this lesson the hard way, I'm afraid.
I hope it wasn't at the shipping depot.
I'm not going to say where it was, but it was my fault. I didn't pack it well enough.
The carriers have learned in recent years that weight isn't the only factor in their cost in building their loads. So we find some customers are surprised when we have to charge them for the volume of their package. An example would be, we shipped a beanbag chair for a lady this year. Wonderful, cute gift. But there's no way we can make that small. And it weighs about 10 pounds, but the customer had to pay as if it weighed 60 pounds because of the volume of that box. The carriers know they could put 60 pounds of stuff in that space, and they're going to charge accordingly.
And people should be aware of that, shouldn't they, when they're purchasing gifts that are going to be shipped, that it may cost more to ship it than the gift cost in the first place. I mean, that's just a given, depending on what it is.
I have a simple solution for that. Spend more on your gifts.
I want to be on your Christmas list, Dave.
I would like to remind people that gift cards are like cash. They're negotiable. And while they make a simple gift and an easy gift to send, if they're lost or damaged, there's nothing we can do about it. It's cash. It's, you know, what happens to cash if your house burns down? Poof, it's gone. So and so the carriers consider them the same thing. We can't insure your package for that $100 gift card inside there.
Another thing people should be aware of is that things that are being shipped long distances will go through several temperature changes as well.
Do you want me to tell the story about the Santa Globes?
Yes, please.
Well, many years ago when we had our store in Southgate Mall, one of the jewelry stores in there were selling these wonderful, beautiful snow globes, the round balls without a crystal with liquid inside and the snowflakes and a very traditional, you know, European craft Santa. It was a beautiful gift, and we shipped a lot of those, and they were in nice original equipment with the foam, the styrofoam liner that fit perfectly to the snow globe, and we shipped those Santa balls all over the place, And then after Christmas, we started to get some damage claims on them, and we couldn't figure it out because it was great packaging, and when we got them back even, the package wasn't damaged. It was just wet. And then we realized that those Santa balls were going to the East Coast, and in many cases, they had to ride in a railroad train or a truck right through North Dakota and Minnesota. And so somewhere, what happens to something when it freezes? It expands before it freezes, and that's what broke those globes. Somewhere between Missoula and Chicago, Santa's balls froze.
I have no comment about that, Dave. What are the strangest things in your experience that people have tried to ship?
Well, I'm glad that we've got Montana's medical marijuana law restricted now, because for a year it was just horrible because people thought they were sending their medication. And, well, anybody with a nose could smell what kind of medication it was. And whatever the laws are now in Washington, state of Washington, and the state of Colorado, it's still illegal, according to federal regulations, to ship that stuff. So that's an inconvenience and a problem for people. And I'll go back to the hazardous materials. Last year we had a wonderful grandma in here shipping a box of gifts. And when customers tell us gifts, we want to find out if there's something valuable or fragile we need to protect, and or if there's something hazardous they might not be aware of. And I asked her, well, ma'am, is there anything in particular that you're worried about in that box? And she says, well, the rocket kit is fantastic. It will go a half mile into the atmosphere. My grandson's going to love that. Well, how's that rocket going to get a half mile up? Well, it's with solid rocket fuel. Incredibly hazardous.
You had to tell her no, I'm sure.
We had to help her remove that and ask her to wait until her grandson came to visit. Cheap art. You asked about spending more on your gifts. There's some wonderful pieces of art that are framed and may or may not have glass. My favorite was the Black Velvet Elvis from a few years ago that was Elvis at his prime in that jumpsuit at the Hilton. And the guy found it at a yard sale for $25. But no matter what it is, if it's framed and it's that large and it's a nice piece of art, well, we've got to box it accordingly so it'll withstand traveling with, you know, the carriers take packages up to 150 pounds now. You know, it could have a mini fridge fall on it. So what we talked about, what's called dimensional weight, the volume of the box as opposed to the weight. You know, by the time we packed that, we were looking at something that was a lot more expensive to ship than the price of the gift.
Of course, a Black Velvet Elvis is priceless.
If you're an Elvis fan,
exactly.
I won't denigrate Black Velvet art. Several years ago, we participated in the sale of some Black Velvet topless Tahitian beauties, and those pieces turned out to be worth thousands of dollars. And the art and the collector was happy to have those sent back to Tahiti. That's where they ended up. That's where the artist originated the pieces. A collector had them here in Western Montana, and they were shipped back to Tahiti. So I won't pick on Black Velvet art.
Dave, what has been, if you can recall it, maybe one of the most satisfying things you've shipped, where you just were proud to make sure that that particular shipment was going to get from point A to point B?
We do a lot of art, and that's not necessarily a challenge because we've done enough of it, but it's satisfying to crate and then nurse through the transaction and the delivery a high-value piece of art. And we do heirloom furniture, which may be too large, which usually is too large to ship by one of the regular carriers. And we need to know what a piece is worth, whether it's a small gift in a box or a large piece of furniture. And there's some things that literally are priceless. And those are and there's some things that are a challenge for us as packers, because things have to be packed to withstand normal handling, and that normal handling is incredibly rough. And we talked about the temperature conditions, and we do stringed instruments. Well, a stringed instrument from Missoula this time of year to Florida it's going to have some trauma just with the temperature changes.
Dave, you provide an amazing service this time of year, especially for those last-minute shoppers. And I have been speaking with Dave Chapie, the founder of the Shipping Depot in Missoula, and I understand the head packer there. And Dave, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to give us some great tips.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. And don't forget the rest of the crew, because we've got a great team here that really take care of people.